From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting a surprise announcement from the Korean Peninsula. Ahead of a major meeting between the North and South leaders and a planned meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump, AP's Mike Gracia has the story.
North Korea says it is ending nuclear and long-range missile testing and will focus instead on improving its economy. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency says the suspension of nuclear and ICBM tests has gone into effect this weekend, and it is closing its nuclear test site. The decisions were approved in a meeting of the ruling party's full central committee, which had convened to discuss a new stage of policies. The announcement came just days ahead of an expected rare meeting at the border between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. I'm Mike Rossia.
U.S. President Donald Trump is responding after the revelation of notes former FBI Chief Jim Comey took about their conversations.
The documents obtained by the AP show a series of startlingly candid talks in which the president tells Comey he has serious concerns about then-National Security Advisor Mike Flynn's judgment, but also asks Comey to end an investigation into Flynn. This morning, he writes, Flynn's life has been totally destroyed, while shady James Comey can leak and lie and make lots of money from a third-rate book that should never have been written. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A high school student in a southeastern U.S. state of Florida shot and wounded a classmate. This as a nationwide walk was organized by students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where 17 students and staff members were killed by a former student on February 14th. The Parkland massacre triggered a national grassroots campaign for more restrictive gun control laws. Students from more than 2,600 high schools and other institutions across the country participated.